Today's shir is Masechta Saita Daf Tezayin. We will begin on Daf Tezvav Amabez, 8 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah Makom Hayisham, there was a place in the Azara that took up an area of an Amma La Amma. We learned that earth was taken from that area, and that was the earth that was used for the part, that was the earth that was used to make the ash of to make the mixture that the Saita drank. Tana Rabbanan and Efer Shiyah. The pasuk says, "Umen Ofer Shiyah beKarka Mishkan Yikach HaKoyin." The Koyin should take from that earth. V'Nosan Yikach V'Nosan Alamayim. Says the Gemara, "Umen Ofer Shiyah Yochel Yisakim BeBchutz." One would think that we could begin the preparation outside of the Azar of Yachnes, and then like that, walk into the Heichel. Tamloima bekarka Mishkan. We have to take from the earth of the Mishkan, only from that earth. Iba karka Mishkan. If we just learn bekarka Mishkan, yochel yachba bekadumis, we should take shovels and dig out earth. Tamloima ashiya. Says the pasuk ashiya haketzad. How do we understand this? The way we understand this is, Yesham Havei, if there's earth prepared there, take that earth. Ain't Sham, if there is no soft earth available, Tain Sham, put earth there and use it. But Tan Yidach, but then there's another Bryson, Ofer Shehiyah, Melamed Shayim Sakim B'chutz U'machnitz, we should take earth from outside the Azar and bring it in. B'karka Mishkan, so the pasuk says, "B'karka mishk isi min Yehuda Omer lahavi," to teach us karka shilam v'noy v'givayin, to use not only the earth that was in the mishkan, but the earth that was by the other mishkans in our history. I saw that Rashi, and as the Sefer Meches Saita explains, that it's not that isi ben Yehuda comes, that this brisa comes to teach us the lechatchila. It's preferable to bring earth from outside the Azara. Everybody is agreeable that if at all possible, they should use earth from the Azara. What the Braisa means to say is, if there's no earth available, then the halacha is that we could bring earth from outside the Azara. But certainly, if there's earth available, then in the Mishkan, that's the better earth to bring. Says the Gemara, how do we know that this halacha only applied in the Mishkan? It also applied in Shilin Neiva Given. We know these were Mishkans that were built throughout our history, or Beis Elamim, or in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Yisrael Menachem Oimer, Ein Etzarech. We don't need to have a special limud that this halacha applied elsewhere. Ma tamakala, if tuma, that the halacha is, if somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash when they're tamei, there's no chiyuv meisus bezdin. Bezdin doesn't administer a death sentence. It's only meisus karis. Lochilak akasav, there's no difference between entering the Mishkan when one is tamei to entering any of the other Mishkans or the Beis HaMikdash when one is tamei. The halacha is that under all circumstances, if somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash in such a fashion, the halacha is he'll be chayif kares. So certainly, b'tumas ish chamura, that when we speak about the tumah and eshes ish had an adulterous relationship, that the halacha is that such a woman is chayif chenek loikoshkein. Certainly, the halacha is that's going to be the same no matter which type of mishkan or Beis HaMikdash we're speaking about. If that's the reason, why does the pasuk use the word b'karka mishkan? The teacher shelo yavei mitarka pasuk. The halacha is that one should not bring offer from the Beis HaMikdash and take it just out of the bag in which she carried it. Rather, the halacha is that one has to put the earth on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. And from picking it up on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, that's how one will fulfill the mitzvah. Even though explains Rashi, that throughout Shas, we know Mishkan hu Migdash, Migdash hu Mishkan, that the Mishkan and Migdash are terms that are used interchangeably. So why would I think that the Mishkan and the Migdash are not the same? So explained Rashi, that the Mishkan has an advantage that from when, that even after the Mishkan was no longer in use, we still had the Beis Migdash after the Mishkan. And what that means to say is that the Kedusha came back after the Beis HaMikdash, after the Mishkan stopped being functional. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha never came back. Tosfos also discusses this question, that why is it not self-understood that whatever is the halacha in the Mishkan is also the halacha in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Mishkan has a special rule that the Mishkan's Kedusha is only while the Mishkan is standing. As we know that during the 40 years that Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, the Mishkan moved along with them. But once the Mishkan moved from a spot, that spot didn't retain the Chumrah, didn't take the Kedusha. Masha'enkein, the Beis HaMikdash, retains the Kedusha. So if anything, if this halacha applies by the Mishkan, ought to not apply by the Beis HaMikdash as well. And the answer Tosfos suggests is that by the Mishkan, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha. They were anointed with the shemen ha-mishcha, and that gave them a higher level of kedusha. While she'en kein, the halacha is that if the walls of the heichal are no longer in the place, they don't have tumah. That the level of kedusha is different, and therefore, since the entire concept of a soita is related to the halachas of tumah, we would say that a mishkan and a migdash are not the same. That's why the halacha is that we need. That's why the Gemara needs a pasuk to say that the same halacha that applies by the mishkan applies for the mishkan. I saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked an interesting question. The Gemara is saying that certainly in the Mishkan, the Meis Soita was worked. And the question is, did it also work in the Migdash? But ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky, why would I think that it shouldn't, why would I need it to work? Doesn't the Gemara say that the Mon would inform everyone about what happened? Because if Chas V'Shalom, one's wife, had an adulterous relationship, the Mon would not appear in the person's home. And since the Mon would not appear in the person's home, that's why they would know that this woman did something wrong. So why would they ever need to go through the Afer Soita process? Wouldn't they be able to know it straight from the Mon? Says the Gemara, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that there's a rule, the loy b'shemayim hi, that the thing, the halacha is, that it's not b'shamayim. We have to follow what the Torah says. So even though the Mon can reveal to us what is the situation, the halacha is that is not adequate. The Torah wants us to follow the way it's prescribed in the Torah. We know that the halacha is if somebody shechs a chaya oif, the Torah says there's a din of Kisui Adam. The halacha is we have to take earth and cover that dam. There is, however, machloikus m'sech techulin daf peiches on the base between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if one could use afer, if one could use ash instead of the afer. Will that be acceptable? Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says yes. So now the Gemara begins with a question. Ibailuhu, ain't sham afer. If there is no earth available to prepare the mayaham marim for the soita, mashiyeta efer, could ash be used in its place? Says the Gemara, Aliv the Beis Shammai to Balach. According to the opinion of Beis Shammai, there is no room for such a question. The Ami lo metzina efer shikur offer. There is no. Beis Shammai hold that efer, ash, and offer cannot be interchanged. So if the Torah says offer, Beis Shammai clearly say that Afer cannot be interchanged. Ali Kita Bailach, the question is, Aliyah de Beis Hillel, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, the Amri that we see the Beis Hillel's opinion is Metzino Eifish Kari Offer. Eifer could be used instead of offer for Kisu Hadam. Mai, what will be the halacha regarding the Saita? Af Agav the Ikri Offer, even though he says that Eifer and Offer are interchangeable, Hocha, but when the Torah speaks about the Saita, the Torah uses the words Bekarka HaMishkan Ksiv, and since the Torah used the words Bekarka HaMishkan, it means specifically Offer. Adilma, Hai Bekarka HaMishkan, the reason the Torah used the word Bekarka Mishkan is for a different purpose. As we started the shiur today, L'chidisi ben Yehuda, to teach us that we could that this halacha not only apply by the Mishkan, but apply by Shilei Noivin given in Beis Olamim, according to Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Menachem teaches us that the halacha is that we have to put the earth on the ground of the Azara, and only afterwards pick it off from that earth, or from the ground, and then use it for the Saita. But maybe the halacha is you could use Eifer. So I saw that Sefer Mechas Saita asks a question. We've learned earlier that everybody agrees that the preferable thing to do is use offer, to use earth, and not only to use earth, but to use earth from the Azara. Is there a shortage of earth in Yerushalayim that one has this question, if we don't have earth, that we need to use Eifer? So he answers as follows. Certainly, if there is offer, if there's earth available in the Mishkan, everybody will agree that the halacha is that we have to use earth of the Azara. The question here is like this. There's Eifer, there's ash available in the Mishkan, but there's offer available outside of the Mishkan. And the Gemara's question is, which is preferable? Is it preferable to bring from something that is actually in the Azara, or is it preferable, but it's not offer, it's Eifer, or is it preferable to bring from the earth that is outside from the earth that's outside the Mishkan, because I have offer, and using Eifer is not acceptable Says the Gemara Toshma, we'll try to answer this question. Damar Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shmuel B'shoil Mekaymus. We find in three places that a halacha, the halacha L'mosh Mesinai, a keves mikra. What the halacha L'mosh Mesinai teaches us supersedes what it says in the pasuk. Hatayra Amra, the Torah says, as we've been discussing in our Shia today, that ba'offer, that one should use earth to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. The halacha says, that b'chol davar, anything can be used. Hatayra Amra, that the halacha, the Torah says, as we just finished learning, Baruch Hashem Sech the Nazar, that the Nazar should not shave any hair with a razor. The halacha, the Torah says, kol yamei ned nizrei tar, Layava al Roshai. The halacha L'Moshe Mesinai tells us b'chol davar that you can't cut a nazir cannot cut his hair with any type of instrument. Hatayra Omer, the Torah says that when one divorces his wife, he should write it on a sefer on the cloth, as the pasuk says the kosel was sefer creases the nasan b'yada v'shulchan b'beisoi. The halacha tells us b'chol davar that one could use any type of paper or any material. The Gemara Masech Gittin we're going to learn discusses writing it even on the leaf of an olive tree. Vim Isa, even though the Torah says a cloth, anything is kosher. Says the Gemara, Vim Isa, if the halacha is that one can use afer, ash, instead of offer, lichshev namihai. This should be another example where the pasuk says offer and you're allowed to use afer. Rashi asks, why is the din that we learned that it's Nazar who covers his hair, cuts his hair with any instrument as a halacha ikeres mikra? Kisui Adam, the Torah says to use earth, and the halacha L'mosh Mesinai says you don't have to use earth. You could use any material. The Torah says use a cloth for the geft, and the halacha is that you could use any material to write the geft. But when we speak about the halacha of the tar, if anything, it's just the opposite. The Torah says you only chayiv if you cut with a razor. Comes along the halacha and expands it to any material. So it's not uprooting, it's actually expanding. So Rashi explains that the person who cuts his hair with any instrument based on the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai will get malchus. We know, as we discussed when we learned Masechta Nazir, a Nazir who violates his Naziris gets malchus. So, midaraisa, if we follow just the wording of the pasuk, if a Nazir cut their hair with a razor, they would not get malchus. And the halacha is that if somebody is not supposed to get malchus, and we give him malchus, then we're over a lav, arbonim yolkena lo yosef, pen yosef la koisei. Just like there's a mitzvah to give a person malchus when he's supposed to get malchus, there's an aveira to give him malchus when he's not supposed to get malchus. And that's why this is considered a situation of halacha ikeves hamikra. And now the Gemara says the fact that this is not included in the list is a raya that ash can be used instead of offer, is a raya that ash cannot be considered, the ash is not usable for kisui hadam. The Mefarshim asked that Beis Hillel said, as we started the shir, the reason Beis Hillel said that ash could be used instead of offer is because he says they're interchangeable. Halacha ikeves mikra, asked the Mefarshim, means where the Torah says one thing and we're saying you should do another thing. This is not a case where we're doing something else. This is a situation where efer and offer are interchangeable. And therefore, why is that considered a situation of halacha ikeves mikra? So Tosfos in Masechta Chulin, that peches on the base, the very maskul shoychik asked this question. And he says that even according to Beis Hillel, that you could use efer instead of offer, it doesn't mean that efer and offer are exactly the same. There's no argument that efer and offer are not the same. The Torah is saying that you could use efer as well, but it doesn't mean that they're exactly the same. And that's why the Gemara's question is a legitimate question. Why is this not such a situation? Answers the Gemara, Tana v'Shayir. The answer is that indeed, one maybe can use efer for the soita. If that's the case, why wasn't it mentioned in this case? The reason is because the list is not a exhaustive list. There was something left out. So Tosfos asks, how can we say here? How can we use the teretz over here of Tana v'Shayir? Didn't the Braisa begin with the word Shloisha? And throughout Shas, we know there's a rule that when the Braisa says a number, the number means to say this number and not anything else. So since it said B'shloisha, isn't that an indication that there are no other situations? So Tosfos answers that sometimes the Mishnah used the word a number to teach us this number and nothing else. But here, it's not to teach us that this is a specific number. This is clear just trying to tell us a list. And the number is not to be taken, the number that's used is not to be taken as the most definitive point. Ask the Gemara, or my shire, the high shire. As the Ritva explains, when the Gemara often uses this teretz of Tana v'Shayir, that the list is not exhaustive. But whenever the Gemara uses that teretz, there has to be more than one exception. And as the Ritva explains, that if there's not going to be more than one exception, there's going to be a question, why did he only leave one exception? But if there's more than one exception, the answer will be, because we didn't want to give a list that had to be so exhaustive. We gave some examples, but it's not a final list. Says the Gemara, Shai Metzaira. The halacha is that a Metzaira, when he becomes healed, the halacha is he has a 7-day purification process. The first day after he becomes healed, the Torah Kedoshah says, V'gilchas kol s'aroi, he has to cut all his hair, v'rochatz b'mayim, v'yoshim b'chutz l'olos shevis yomim. He goes through a procedure which involves cutting all of the hair on his body. But then the Torah tells us, the Torah again says that on the seventh day he has to cut all his hair. But here we find a very interesting phenomenon in the pasuk. The pasuk identifies the places on his body that he has to cut. The Tanya, the Brisa expounds on this. The pasuk says, "V'hoi b'yom shmini yigalchas kol sarai klal." They has to cut all of his hair. Then the Torah details, "As roishav as a konev as gabes enov prat." The Torah speaks about specific. And then the Torah says again, "V'as kol sarai yigalech chaz v'klal." Gives us a general rule. It says the Gemara, there is a rule throughout Shas. Klal uprat to klal, you have to don al pkein prat. Whenever you have a klal uprat to klal, you teach it k'ein prat. And we need to explain this as we learned this in Masechta Nozer. When we have a situation of a klal or prat, ein b'chlal amash b'frat. If there's a klal followed by a prat, the prat defines the klal very specifically. If we have a klal uprat to klal, it's a little more broader, and it's ain't a prat. Ma prat mefurish, if we look at all of the places of hair that are mentioned in the prat, makom kinaser, it's a place where there's a gathering of hair in one spot on the body, and nira, it's hair that's visible. Afko, to teach us that we learn the posik, the only hair that the metzora has to cut on the seventh day, makom kinaser v'niri. Only a place that the hair is gathered together and visible. What does that include? My Rabbi. Rabbi Sara Glaim, the hair on the foot, that is hair which is visible and gathered together. My Miet, what is excluded based on this klal prat to klal? Miet the base asechi, the kulegufe. The hair that's under the armpit, which is not gathered together, and the hair that's by the private area, which is not a place which is visible. However, so that's the pasuk. However, the Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai, Hilchos Megaleich D'Las, that the Metzora, when he cuts his hair at the seventh day, has to shave all of the hair like a cucumber, completely shaved, just like it was at the first shaving. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta Nagoyim, Perek Yudal Mishnah Beis, teaches us, Bala L'Hakif Es Metzora, when we come to cut the hair of the Metzora the second time, Mavatara Kolbasari, we cut all of the hair. The Ketani Sefer, and the Mishnah over there teaches us, when he cuts his hair on the seventh day, the second cutting of the hair is the same as the first. So we see that the halacha, that this is a case that the halacha undoes what it says in the pasuk. So, and that's going to be the other exception besides Soita. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's not a good comparison. Kika Chosha Halacha Kevis Mikra. We're speaking where Halacha takes away what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says use only a klaf, and the Halacha is you could use anything. But here, the Halacha Mashem Sinai is actually adding. The Pasuk says don't have to cut all the hair, and the pasuk adds other things. Ha halach ha ikeves medrabonanhi. This is, and moreover, says the Gemara, this is only medrabonan, and this is a very big discussion, very big discussion. What does the Gemara mean to say? Some say that the Gemara is saying two terutzim. Number one, that this is an example where the Torah adds and doesn't. The Torah adds, doesn't take away. The other examples where the Torah doesn't take away. And moreover, this is not a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's only the Rabbonin, which is a very, very big question and opens up a very, very big discussion. Klal uprat to klal is certainly one of the shlosh esrei midos sh'Torah nedreshes behen. It's one of the 13 ways the Torah is expounded. And the question is, how do we understand this? Do we understand this as a deraisa, or do we understand this as a drabonim? If we learn poshup shat in the Gemara, it seems that the Gemara is saying that something that which is learned by klal prat to klal is given the status of a drabonim. However, many Rishonim the Ramban and others certainly vehemently disagree. And they say that this is considered a situation that something that's limited klal prato klal is a deraisa. The Gemara says it's the Rabbanon. What the Gemara means to say with the word Rabbanon is that it's learned through a drasha. It's not an explicit halacha l'mashma Sinai, an explicit pasuk. Says the Gemara, Rapap Amo, Kicha Chashev. So we're back to our Gemara, another question. Kicha Chashev, halacha a keves vaykeres, where halacha completely uproots. Ha a keves vaysefesi. Ravashi Amar, Hamas Nisa. Ravashi says, the Mishnah, and Mesecht and the Goyim, that says that the Nozer completely shaves his hair at the seventh day, Rav Shmolhi, that explains the Pasuk, B'klali Aprati. Very often, we've learned in the Gemara, there are two ways that one can learn such a Pasuk. It can learn it as a Klal Aprat, a Klal, and then the Halach is, Eyat Adal Alakein Aprat, Kedal Asmani, and there's another way of learning, with a Ribui Miyat Ribui. And as we've learned, when we've ever learned these Gemaras, the halacha is that a klal uprato klal is much more limiting than a ribui miyat ribui. So if we learn it as a klal uprato klal, which is the way Rabbi Shmuel normally learns the psukim, so now we could indeed say that the halacha l'moshim Sinai is contradicting, the halacha l'moshim Sinai is contradicting what it says in the pasuk. But when the Pasuk is not learned that way, when the Pasuk is learned as a Ribi Miyat Ribui, then the Pasuk is expanding on what it says on the Pasuk. Since it's expanding on what it says on the Pasuk, so then it's not going against this this rule that the Nazir completely, the Metzorah completely shaves his body, is not a contradiction to the Pasuk. Why? Because it's, as we learned, this is the style how Rebbe Kiva learns, the Darsh Ribi Miyute. He always learns a Ribi Miyute. Tanya, and the way he's going to learn this Pasuk is V'hoi B'yayim Shmini Yigal Cheskol Soroi is a Ribui. Esroish V'zakani V'skabes Enoi is a Miyut. V'skol Soroi Yigalech is a Chozor Riba. So this is a situation, a Ribi Miyut Ribui, Riba Ribi Kol. And my Ribui, it comes to exclude Ribui the Kol Gufei, all of the hair on one's body. Or my meat, and what does it come to exclude? Meat serach shibtach echayitim, only the hair that's in the nose. If that's the case, so then mitzayra is not a situation where the halacha l'moshim Sinai or anything contradicts what it says in the pasuk, and we're back to where we started. What will be the halacha of a soita using ash instead of earth? Says the Gemara, my havelah. So the Gemara wants to know what is the halacha. Toshma Adamer of Hunabas Ashi Amarav, ain't sham offer if there's no earth available, maybe Rekuvus Hayelet, that we bring spoiled vegetable, which is considered earth. Mekadish, and we use that for the Meis Soiter. So the Gemara is assuming that just like we could use the Rekuvus Hayelet, so too may we use ash. It says the Gemara Velohi, Rekuvus Hayelet. Spoiled vegetable is certainly in the category of offer, in the category of earth, and since it's in the category of earth, it can be used. Afer, but when we speak about ash, loy hava offer is not earth, and since afer is not offer, it may not be used. There's a very interesting question that the Rishonim already discussed, and that is, the halach is, that on Pesach by night, by the Seder, the halacha is that be'erev toich lematzis, that one has to eat matzahs on Pesach by night. If we would learn the pasuk simple, that means as soon as you eat a crumb of matzah, you yoytze the mitzvah. But we know the halacha is that to be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah, the halacha is that you have to eat halacha l'moshim Sinai. So the Mishnah Melech wants to suggest that even though the word achila means even the slightest amount of matzah, the halacha l'moshim Sinai tells us that we have to eat a kazayis. So ask the Chasam Sofer, why, if that's the case, is that halacha that matzah has to eat a kazayis, goes against what the Pasuk says, that even the smallest amount of matzah is satisfactory, not included in the list that we just learned in the Mishnah, in our Gemara, of cases of Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, a Keres Mikra, that the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai that tells us to use, that we have to eat a Kazayis, is going against the Pasuk that says we have to eat, that we can eat just the slightest amount. So, the many Paiskim suggest that when the Pasuk says that Be'erev Toich L'Matzis, we have to eat a Kazayis, it's not that the Torah is saying that even the slightest amount is satisfactory. What the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is doing, it's defining the word Achila. And it's defining that the word Achila means a Kazayis, not any less than a Kazayis. And this actually answers a very interesting question. The Paiskim discuss if Rachmana Litzlan, somebody has, there's a group of people, and they have very little matzah available to them. What should we do? Should everybody get a small piece of matzah, less than a kazayis, or should everybody, some people, or one person get a kazayis, and everybody else will not eat anything, but at least let somebody or somebodies be yoytze the mitzvah at least properly. If we say when the Torah says be'erev toich l'matzis, achila of less than a kazayis is not considered an achila, so then better one person should eat the kazayis, or as many people should eat the kazayis. And the Shari Tshuva in Or Chaim, in the end of Siman Tuf Pei Beis, says that even the people who will have not eaten matzah will get some schar, because they facilitated, by their giving up the right to eat matzah, they facilitated that the other person will eat a kazayis. But that's if we say that the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai defines the pasuk. But if we say that the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai doesn't define the pasuk, then what we're going to say is that the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai doesn't define the pasuk, but the pasuk means even achila, even the slightest amount of eating is considered eating. Then the halacha would be that you could be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah even with just the slightest amount. And particularly the place can go into the discussion. We know there's a rule, b'chol ha'tayr kula, of chotzi shir osam ha'tayr. When it comes to iser, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat less than a shir. So then the question, if that's the case, the same thing will be for me when kaima mitzvah. That just like when it comes for Naveira, the halacha is chotzi shir. Just like we know that chotzi shir is awesome in a Torah, then doing a mitzvah is also chotzi shir. It really is very much connected. Why chotzi shir awesome in a Torah? If we say that that's the halacha, that a chotzi shir is considered like a shir, so then it doesn't make a difference if it's a chotzi shir or more. That's the, you could be, you do an aveira when you eat a chatzi shir, you do a mitzvah when you eat a chatzi shir. But if we say that the definition of chatzi shir is only because chazi l'tzarufei, maybe you only say that by an aveira, not by a mitzvah. But it would be a strong argument to make that you don't, that the halacha will be that you don't have to eat, that everybody should eat a little. Particularly if we say the word achila really means even the slightest amount. We said that they have to put offer on the water of the Mei Saita to the degree Kadei Shiur Alamayim. Tana Rabbanu Tzoich Shloisha Tzrichin Shiur. That three places where some, the halacha requires that it be visible. Afa Saita, the earth of the Saita has to be visible in the water. Eifa Para, the Eifa Para has to be visible by the Para Aduma when we make that mixture. V'roi Kivama, when the Yivama is doing the act of chalitza and she spits against towards the yavam, the saliva has to be visible. The shmol aimer af dam tzipur, the dam tzipur that we shech the bird and we put it into the water when we do the purification of the mitzayra, we bring two birds. One bird we shech on into a klei cheres that has an amayim chayim. The locher of Shmuel says that blood has to be visible. Says the Gemara, my time to Rishmol. Why does Rishmol include this in the list? The Ksiv says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, as a tzipa chai yikach oisov es etz erz v'shnei talas v'es ezov, v'tovel oisom, we should take the tzipa chai, the living bird, from the two birds that we just said are brought. They should be brought, that bird and all these other materials should be immersed b'damat tzipa and put it into the mayim chayim. V'tanya, and the Brisa says, if the pasuk would have just said the word b'dam, yochel b'dam, the halacha would be that we have to put these materials into the blood of the slaughtered bird. V'loy b'mayim, but we don't have to put it into the water. Tam loymer, that's why the Torah says b'mayim. The Torah says the word b'mayim. Imayim, and if the Torah would just said mayim, yochel b'mayim v'loy b'dam, it should only be put into the mayim without any, the dam of the slaughtered bird should not be put in there. Tam loymer b'dam, hakeitzed. What does the pasuk mean to teach us? That the process is, maybe dam tzipur nikabahem, we bring water, but there's water here that you could still see that it's visible, that the blood, that the water, that dam tzipur nikabahem, the kama, how much water are we speaking about? A revius of water. Rabbanan, that don't include this halacha as one of the places that you have to see. They explain that the pasuk has come to teach us the halacha of dazar. The Torah says that how do we do it? Atbil, to immerse, to dip these materials, the dam of amayim. Rabbi Shmuel says, how could he use it for that? Don't we just need it to teach us the basic process? What are the Torah? It would be adequate for the Torah to use the word v'tovel behem. Dam of mine, those are the materials that we have. Dam of mine, lomeli, lenika, that it should be noticeable. How do Rabbanan explain? Why is it not? Rabbanan, ikas Rabbanan, tal behem, havamina, hailuchudeva, hailuchudeva. We keep the water and the dam separately. And we have to dip these materials into both of them. Kas Rabbanan, bedam of mine, to teach us that we have to, laarvam, we have to mix them together. Rabbishmol, and Rishmol, how do we know according to him that they have to be mixed together? Le Arvan Krachernik, he has a different pasuk to teach us that halacha, because the pasuk says v'shachar atzipar achas aklicheres amayim chayim. So we see already that the Torah teaches us to put the blood of the slaughtered bird into the cup of mayim chayim. Says the Gemara. So why can't the Rabbanan learn from that pasuk? Answers the Gemara Rabbanan. Imayhu havamina lishkte samach lemana. We should put the bird next to the keli with the mayim chayim, and then in the tinel of redim, and then we should take the arteries of that bird, that, and put them next to the cup. The kabel, and then hold on to those arteries to prevent them from bleeding. And the blood should be caught in another keli. Kamash malam v'tavol oisam, that there's one cup. So here we learned about the cases that the Torah says. The three cases where something has to be seen. So I saw the Ben Ish Chai asks, but we say every day, that we have to see the tzitzis. So why is that not included? Says the Ben Ish Chai, that by these three things that were listed in this brisa, the mitzvah is to see what the Torah tells us to see. The primary mitzvah of the tzitzis is not the seeing of the tzitzis. One fulfills the mitzvah of tzitzis by wearing the tzitzis. And therefore, that's why it's not included in this list. Another explanation that I saw is that all three of these halachas that we just learned are not explicit in the Torah, as we just went back and forth that we had to learn it from a limud. Whereas the halacha Rabbi Shmuel said by the Mitzayir, but all of them were learned through a limud. Whereas the din of tzitzis, that one has to see the tzitzis, is an explicit pasuk. The pasuk says, "Urisa moisoi uzachartim eskometzis Hashem." So the Torah is extremely explicit about the mitzvah tzitzis, and then we don't have to learn this. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh teaches us that many of the halachos that we've been learning in our shiurim of the Soita are learned, can be explained. He says that the Gemara calls that Mayim, the water that's on this world, is called Mayim Zoich, Mayim Boichim. The halacha is that they're crying because they're separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not near HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Shemayim. Says, furthermore, the earth is also upset. It's down here. Earth represents Gashmias. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, when a husband accuses his wife that she is not acting appropriately, what really is happening is that, as we're going to be learning, as we learned, Ish v'isha zochu shechina shrui b'neihem, the shechina that is there between a couple is separated when there's a woman who's a soita. And the purpose of the Mayim HaMamorim is to bring back that shalom that should exist between a husband and a wife, which is representative of the shalom that should exist between us and Hashem. And therefore, water, which complains that it's distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, earth, which is upset that it's distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the ingredients that are used for the Mei HaMemorim. And that's why the Shem Hashem is involved in the Mayim HaMemorim. It also represents that everything, that to bring back the Shechina, and that's the point of the Soita process. The point of the Soita process, explains Dor HaChaim, is to reconnect us to the Shechina. And that's why this entire process is followed so carefully. Says the Gemara, but ask the Gemara, by Mnei Reb Yirmiyahu Reb Zeira, Gedoyla, if we shechted a very big bird, or Madechas HaSamayim, and it causes that the water should not be noticeable at all, because there's so much blood there. Or, Ketana, we shechted a very small bird by the Metzora, V'netchas V'mnei Mayim, and therefore the blood is not noticeable. Ma, what will be the halacha? Do we have to have a revius, and that's enough? Or do we have to look at the circumstances? Have I not told you to always follow the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? B'tzipa draw shir rabbanon. The Chachamim, when they spoke about the bird that's used for the Metzora, speak about with a bird that's called a tzipa drawer. Ein l'cha g'doyla. And when we talk about this type of bird, there is never going to be a tzipa drawer that's so large, shemedechas ha-samayim, that causes that the water should not be seen. Ve'en l'cha k'tana, you're never going to have such a small bird, shenatches b'pnei mayim, that the water will make the blood not visible. That's why the Torah said to use a tzipa drawer. Tana Rabbanan, says the Braisa, Hignam ofel mayim. If we put the earth before we put the water into this kli cheres, the halacha is posel. The Torah says, V'locha chakayim, mayim kochim b'kli cheres, min ofel shi'e b'kaka mishka yika koyin v'nosel l'mayim. So the Torah is quite clear that you have to put the water first and then the earth. And if you do it in the wrong order, it's posel. Rav Shimon makshir. And Rav Shimon says that it's acceptable. Ask the Gemara, my time with Rav Shimon. What is the reasoning for Rav Shimon's psak, the ksiv? The pasuk says, when we speak about the procedure of the para aduma, the Torah says, "Lokal katame ma'afar sreifa sachatas." The Tanya, Amar of Shimon, v'chi ofahu, did they use earth? V'lay ofahu, they used the ash of the burnt chatas of the para aduma. Shina kosav meshmano, the Torah didn't use the word that it should have used. It should have used Ephron and used the word offer. Lodim and Xeris Shava, to teach us Xeris Shava. Namakan, the Torah ben Mechatis by the Paraduma mixture, uses the word offer. Namalahalan, by the Soita, the Torah uses the word offer. Malahalan, just like by the Soita, the Aloch is, as we just learned, the offer, the earth should be put on top of the water. Afkan by the Mechatis, the offer, the ash, should be put on Gabe Mayim. Makan, just like by the Mechatis, if Higdem Ofel Mayim, if you reverse the order, it's kosher. And the Gemara is going to explain how we know that immediately. Af Lahalan, so too, if you did it in the wrong order by the Soita, Higdem Ofel Mayim, it's kosher. Ask the Gemara of Hosmanolan, how do we know that by the mechatis, if you did it in the reversed order, you did the offer before the water, it's acceptable. Answers the matrei ksroi ksivi, because the two psukim that the Torah speaks about by mechatis. Ksiv, one pasuk says, so there it seems alma efebresha. First you have the ash, and then you put the water on top of the ash. Ksiv, but there's another pasuk says ma'im chayim al kalili. That means alma ma'im bereisha. First you put the water. Ha'ketzat to teach us rotzes zeh noisin rotzes zeh noisin. Whatever order you do is acceptable. Rabbanon who disagree with Rav Shimon, and they hold that by soita we have to put the mortar on top of the earth, and if you did in the wrong order, it's pasul. He'll say that they'll say the same thing by the mechatis. The pasuk says El Kelly that you have to put the ash strictly dafka, the ash on top of the water. It says olav. What are they going to do with the pasuk of olav? To teach us arvam that we have to mix together the ash and the water. But ask the Gemara, why are the Rabbanon learning the pesukim in this fashion? Maybe the way to learn the pesukim is elav dafka, that you have to put in the ash first. El keli chiyusim bekeli, that you should take the water directly into this keli from the mayon, not take it from one vessel and pour it into another vessel. And therefore, so maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. Answers: Marmam tzinu b'kamakom machsh lamala. In all halachas, we always put the earth in the top. By the soita, we put the water on top. By the mitzoira, we put the blood on top, as we just learned. Afkan, so to say, the rabbanon is the halacha. By the mechatos, the machshir, the efer chatos lamala is put on top, and that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, and that you may not reverse the order.